And welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is Texas Independence Day, so happy Texas Day, everybody. That is the positive note. On a not so positive note, we lost a great man today. We lost Brandon Jenkins last night. So officially from the Quay Things podcast and everybody on our staff and crew, love to the family and the fans, man. We had a great one, but thank God we had him. So shout out to the Jenkins family. And on a lighter note, hanging out here with me this week is Mr. Aaron Einhaus.
What's up, man?
Dude, nothing. Just glad to have you here, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This is our first street party.
Heck yeah, this is the Blue Light Street Show.
Yeah.
And you guys are kicking it off, man. I'm stoked.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait, man. Just how the show came together was really cool. And we played with Shane and them last night in Amarillo, so.
Nice, up there at Hoots?
Yeah.
I heard it kind of got fucking rowdy.
It was, man. It was fun. It was fun. We had a good old time. Chops.
Hell yeah.
Can he come in and say hi?
Yeah, he can totally come in and say hi. Chops, just roll up.
We're doing a podcast, man.
Oh, right on.
Come say hey.
No, dude, you're good. What's up, Chops? Dude,
hanging out. Chops has got a record coming out soon, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, Johnny Chops and the Razors. Fucking check them out, man. Oh, dude, shit, you're good.
Right on.
We're just talking.
Cool, man. Well, get back to it.
Carry on. Yeah, I will. I will for sure.
Words. See, that's the best thing about this podcast is you never know who's going to fucking swing by.
Yeah, dude, it's cool.
So Hoots got rowdy last night, huh?
Yeah, man, it was fun. It's always fun playing with Shane and them. They're all so cool and just real dudes and a lot of fun.
Heck yeah, man. Of course, what we were saying a minute ago, shit, I hadn't seen you since like my first 2 weeks on the Red Dirt Rebel.
I know, man. It's been a while since we've been back here. God, we've been everywhere else except for here. So
yeah, you guys are everywhere. I follow Lucas pretty closely on the fucking social media and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys are everywhere. Y'all just played down there in Roswell. That's pretty close to where I'm from.
Yeah, we do Roswell. So we've been doing New Mexico and Colorado and Montana, Idaho, kind of that, working on the mountain states. And I like being up in the mountains just because
it's like being in the mountains.
And then it's they don't have as much music up there, so it's just really cool to see. You know, everybody's so excited about it, and it's a lot of fun, man. We have made some really good friends up there, with, you know, fans and bar owners, we've been doing really well, so I'm really excited about it. I just did that video when we were in Grand Junction for my latest single, Back Down to Earth.
Yeah, how's that doing, by the way?
It's good, man. It's
I haven't been following the charts.
So oh, I don't. I mean, I rarely do. I don't get the emails, so I don't really look at the charts. My concern now is I just want to be played. You know, I'm not really worried about where my single is on the chart. I just want it to be on the radio station. You
That's
know,
fair.
So. You know, I wanted the Red Dirt Rebel and, you know, in Amarillo at KPUR. And,
yeah, shout
and,
out to Craig Vaughn.
Yeah, love Craig. I don't know. I've kind of changed up my strategy for this year and we're going to do singles and I make a video myself for the last two. I did John's Camaro and Back Down to Earth and mm-hmm. I'm releasing a new single a week from today. So, and I'm not sure if I'm going to send it to radio or not. It's kind of a slow song, so.
Dude, you never know.
Maybe I'll just send it out and be like, hey, if you like it, spin it. If not, you don't have to.
I mean, might as well. Let's give it a shot, man. Yep. The worst thing they're going to say is no.
But, word.
So are you said you're just focusing on singles, so there's not like a new album in the pipes?
Or? Yeah, man. I love albums. I love the form, you know, the structure of an album to where, you have your commercial songs and anyway, just putting an album together is a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The only problem with it is it's expensive and from a marketing, it's Charlie Stout.
Fucking Charlie Stout.
All right. Where were we?
Where were we exactly? Yeah. Back in the van. Of course we had to, Aaron had to sign this charity guitar for a great cause. What was it called? Or what were they doing this for?
They were
I couldn't hear it, so
they were auctioning the guitar off to raise money to buy like 4-H and FFA the livestock auctions.
Oh, okay.
So,
right on.
So anyway,
Well, dope.
That's cool. Cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, shout out to, you know, FFA and 4-H. You know, make sure to support your local chapter. I'm a former member of both. Yeah. So, not that I'm a bright, shining example of anything. So, but, yeah, so you said you've been hitting the mountain circuit quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So we did that, you know, I was talking about Back Down to Earth and that video, and I filmed that when we were up in Grand Junction, and anyway, it's just, it's been cool being up there, and it's inspirational, and it, you know, it's good for songwriting, and it's good for my soul, and makes me feel good being up there, and anyway, it's cool. I'm
fucking out. Yeah,
that's a great chair.
It is. What up, JR? What up, JR? This is just a guest filled podcast.
We're podcasting, aren't we?
Oh, no, you're good, dude.
I just making sure it was a party.
Oh, yeah, no, you're fine.
I think you're fine, dude.
You're good, man. Dude, it's always love when we have guests on the podcast, man. It's like being back in Steamboat.
Yeah, it's cool.
Every 10 minutes, somebody would walk by and, hey, what's up?
That's always fun.
So, dude, isn't it great to be in like a community of dudes like this,
though? It is.
Or dudes and ladies, not being gender specific here. So, it's 2018. Yeah. You got to watch your ass on that kind of shit nowadays. So.
But yeah, it's and then I'm actually working on on the way up here, I finished the artwork for the next single. So I do all the artwork, I do all the video stuff, and I'm producing the next three too. So,
jeez, when do you sleep?
I'm just and I got three kids, so.
When do you sleep?
Yeah. Not a whole lot, but it's fun, man. I like being busy, and I like being, you know, having these creative outlets. It's like, you know, doing videos is a completely different thing than songwriting, which is completely different than making artwork, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. I really dig it, and you know, the one reason I've done it is because it's, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, keep my costs down and get my name out there more and do more shows and keep the train moving, you know?
I feel you. So that was more of your drive for getting into the video and the artwork and everything? Essentially to cut costs?
Yeah, man. And I mean, they're not... I mean, I think they're pretty good. I mean, they're pretty good for... They serve their purpose. You know, I'm not Steven Spielberg by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, I know... You know, one thing that I have is I have the vision. Yeah, the vision from the song, and so that really helps me, you know, and putting it all together and you know, the whole kind of the message behind it or whatever it is. It's cool, man. I really dig the whole visual art thing. It's a whole new ball game for me, and it's fun as hell.
Do you think that helps you as a person, because it is kind of a creative outlet in a way? Like, do you see it as that, or do you see it as kind of like a part of
the
song and the music, or do you kind of separate them a little
bit? It's kind of bad, because I think when you're an artist and you have this need to create things, you know, you have this I was listening to a podcast with Chris Stapleton, and he said it's like an affliction, and it really is. Like, you really just, like, I just have this drive to want to make stuff, you know, and make a song, make a whatever, just make stuff that wasn't there before, or, you know, something like that. And so what I notice is when I'm making these videos and I'm making this artwork and stuff for the songs, it's like I feel like it pulls some of my artistic energy in that direction. And where it used to be when I was just writing songs, I would have these, you know, like I would just sit around, or when I was driving or something, it, like, just songs would pop in my head because I'm not making stuff, and it's just like this drive within me to make stuff and to make songs, or, like I said, whatever. And so that's one thing I've noticed is, like, I mean, I still songwrite, but it's, you know, I feel like some of my creative energy kind of gets stolen from the other stuff. And so, that is one drawback, but it's still a hell of a lot of fun, man. And it's it's serving its purpose. So,
well, fucking A, man. I dig that. Were you guys where y'all headed next? Of course, that you said you've been doing the mountain circuit. Like, what are some other places out of Texas y'all have been hitting recently or are gonna hit recently? My words suck today.
Dude, yeah, same.
I haven't even started drinking yet.
Let's see. We're doing Montana I think June, July, and August, Montana and Idaho, and maybe part of Oregon. And then we're doing Durango and Grand Junction probably three times this year too.
Okay.
And then, you know, we'll still do, you know, all, you know, whenever we're back here, we'll do all the Texas dates we can that we normally do. And just trying to get out there more and, you know, get into some of these places where, you know, there's, you know, a need for music and people are hungry for it, and it's cool.
What are some of the better venues with the better crowds you've played at the last year, I guess I'd say? Like, what, you know?
We played really good show. We did a show in Stanley.
Stanley, Idaho. It's fucking beautiful up there.
Oh, yeah, it's great, man. Yeah, we did. That was a lot of fun. I mean, that was one just a fun show, and we had a really good crowd. And then we played a big festival in, or like a, this, I don't know what they call, some sort of winter fest in Whitefish, Montana, which is like 30 minutes from Canada, and at this badass bar called the Remington, which is owned by two guys who are real good friends of ours now, and just a lot of fun, man. Yeah, it's just, God, it's hard to even remember all of it. It's just been like a whirlwind since this.
I mean, they all run together after a while.
Oh yeah,
you know?
For sure. I mean, the worst thing is like you get home and it's Sunday and you, like, you legitimately can't remember where you were Friday. But I have a terrible memory, so.
It happens, man. Especially when you're working as hard as you do, man. Like I said, when and how do you rest?
Oh, just whenever I can, man. I got a 6-year-old boy and a 2-year-old boy and a little baby girl, and so I play with them as much as I can when I'm home, and I love doing that. And then when I'm out here, I try to work as much as I can when we're on the road and driving, which is a really good time to be kind of confined and you can't do anything else. So I found that kind of helps me focus on that stuff. And then, you know, write whenever it hits me, and then go make records whenever I have the money.
Where have you been recording that?
There's a studio up in North Austin, actually right around where I grew up, called Jumpin' Dog Studio. Owned by a guy named Ron Flint, and I did my first two records with Walt Wilkins there, and Walt records all his stuff there, and I think a lot more people are kind of getting wise to it, because it's a great place, and Ron Flint is just a great engineer, and a great dude, and just a very gracious, wonderful guy.
Rock and roll, man. So, and you guys are based out of the Austin area, right?
Yeah, man, I grew up in Austin, so I went to school in San Antonio, but I live in west of town, and we're all in, except for Johnny, our drummer, lives in Belton, but whatever, it's close enough.
Right on. It's all the same general vicinity. Yeah. So do you guys get to play very many home dates every year, or not really?
We do Austin occasionally. We do Continental Club whenever it comes up, which is so much fun. I love playing. And that's kind of where whenever we get those shows, we'll play them. And otherwise, we don't really play a whole lot of home dates. I mean, we'll do Pooties out in Spicewood.
Yeah.
Which is still a lot of fun to play. And then a couple places in Buda and Kyle. And so, you know, there are a handful of places that are close to home that we can play that are a lot of fun. And yeah, I mean, I love when we get to play in town. That's always awesome.
Heck yeah. What are some of the venues that you haven't got to check out yet that you want to? Like, bucket list shit.
Let's see. I'd like to do... God, Red Rocks is probably my... my number one that I'd
dude,
like
I think Red Rocks has been mentioned on every one of my podcasts, seriously, because you know, because I'd ask this question to everybody. It's not like a cliche question, yeah, but like, yeah, for real, like, it's, you know, it's shit I want to know, like, if you could play anywhere, like, where? And like, Red Rocks is brought up a lot, like,
oh, yeah,
fuck yeah, I don't play shit and I would love to play Red Rocks.
Oh dude, it's fucking
give me
badass.
A kazoo. I just want to stand there.
No shit, man. I mean, it's in Colorado. I love Colorado.
Fuck yes.
It's huge. It's on a mountain. I've never been there. It just looks fucking amazing.
Dude, Red Rocks for sure.
Red Rocks.
Dude, Red Rocks it is. So, as we're getting broken into by the band, it's all good. Come on in. You could tell us about some of the band members, actually, because, like, your band's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, Johnny plays the drums and
he's just trying to crawl on the back seat.
Yeah, that was him. Plays the drums and makes the wisecracks, and John and Lucas Honky Tonk Red.
Yeah,
jumps he's kind around, of a, plays the bass.
He's kind of an entity in and of himself.
Yes, he
you
is.
Know?
He is. Yeah, he's a nut.
How do y'all contain that much personality on the van?
It doesn't always get contained.
That's the beauty of it.
But
though,
we
right?
do our best. No, it's fun, man. We've got a great. You know, there's four of us, and so yeah. we do. I mean,
y'all are a great group of dudes, man.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. But we do it all. You know, we do all our stuff. So, I mean, there's not really room for slacking. So everybody kind of keeps everybody else on their toes and then on their shit. So,
right.
You know, just like anybody who's together all the time, we have our times whenever we bitch at each other and all that. But
right, that's part of being a band fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's yeah, exactly.
That's the way I see it. I've been a tour manager and merch guy for a few different guys, so I get it, you know, but
yeah,
you know, like you said, it eventually you kind of become, you know, like a family, you know, which I think is a great,
yeah,
I don't know, there's a camaraderie within the scene anyway, I think.
Yeah,
you know, like, you know, I think as long as you keep that up in the van, it just kind of keeps that energy going, you know.
Yeah, man. And I you know, I'm very big on being professional and making sure, you know, where everybody's kind and everybody knows that about me, and especially, you know, these guys, and they all agree, you know, and so we try to be nice to everybody, and you know, when we're in our professional atmosphere, to, you know, deal with things professionally and to act professionally in everything we do, and it you know, I think it makes a difference, and it makes things easier for all of us, and it makes our interactions with you know, fans and clubs and everything a lot easier, and I think it's helped us kind of, you know, stay on our game. I don't know.
Yeah. I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Something like that.
I'm with you. Fucking words suck today, but like, yeah. I get exactly what you're saying.
It's lack of sleep.
No doubt. Of course, we're sitting here in your van. Like, what's some of the fucking jams that y'all play as y'all are going down the road? Like, what's in the CD player right now? Like, hit eject. Like, I want to see this.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm curious.
Oh, no CD.
No.
Dang. Okay, so what y'all been jamming on?
Man, we usually, so we have these things. These are like our little Bluetooth deals.
Yeah.
And so we're always doing earbuds. Like, we're, everybody's in their own little worlds, you know?
Okay.
Like, we don't. And whenever someone gives us a CD, we'll pop it in and listen to it. But we don't have one right now. I listen to podcasts. I listen to audiobooks. So I'm real big on audiobooks. I've got like a subscription to.
Are you on Audible?
Audible.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean exclusively. When I drive, I listen to audiobooks because
it's easy to not fall asleep, man. It helps you find the zone.
Yeah, and for me, like, I look like, the way I look at it is, you got all this time, it's like,
why not learn some shit?
Yeah, why not try to enrich your mind and you know, maybe get smarter and, you know, all that stuff. I just, you know, it seems like that's a good way to broaden yourself, you know, while you're staring at the interstate for 8 hours, you know what I mean?
No shit. So, 8 hours, damn. How what's the farthest you guys have gone, you think?
From,
the longest drive y'all
from
have had.
Austin to Whitefish is about, I think, like 20, 7 hours or something like that.
Jesus, did you guys knock that out at once or no?
Yeah, usually, I mean, there's four of us, so we just take turns and right. we'll do, you know, 4 hours a piece. And a lot of times I'll just drive a big, you know, like right, an 8 hour stretch of it, and then I'll let them chop up the rest. But, but yeah, I mean, you know, when you, I always post, you know, whenever we put in the coordinates or the place we're going, and it says like 1 day.
Right. It's like no big deal.
Yeah. It's crazy. And that's always tell everybody up there. I'm like, doesn't matter when you leave, because you get back at the same fucking time. You know what I mean? If you leave at 5, you get back at, you know,
right. You're still, it's still gonna be late as fuck.
Because of the, yeah, because of the time change.
Yeah, because that's all on mountain time.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, and I don't, you know, I don't mind that either. It's not, you know, when you're trying to get home, it's not that bad. But when you're getting there, it's kind of, I kind of enjoy it. You know, I like the adventure of that. That's what I like.
Right, being on the road, you know, just you're somewhere different every day. You get to feel it. You get to
be
there.
Yeah, man, it's so cool. It's so fortunate to be able to do that. Lucas.
Oh, what up, son?
Hello.
What up? So Lucas just joined in with us.
Hi. Oh, hello. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. So tell us about meeting Joe Rogan.
It was fun, just at the Comedy Store in L.A.
Nice. What were y'all doing out in L.A.?
I was there on vacation.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. You got to hear some of his new stand-up stuff.
Dude, he's one of the guys who inspired me to do a podcast, so I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, his podcast is good. That was the one I was talking about with Chris Stapleton earlier.
Yeah. Dude, have you checked out the Wheeler Walker Jr. podcast?
No.
Oh, God. Okay, Wheeler has his own podcast you've got to check out.
Uh-huh.
But he's got an episode with Joe, and Sergil's got, like, 2 episodes now. Shooter Jennings has got an episode.
Oh, really?
Like, you've got to check those ones out, man.
That's what I heard. What is on that 30-minute thing in front of the CMA Awards? He talks about going in with Joe, and he's like, yeah, except for when we, you know, you go in there and you smoke that fucking crazy ass Cali weed with him, and he's like, then I just can't talk. That's funny,
dude. On the bucket list, smoking with Joe Rogan. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
No comment.
No comment. He says, "Bird, we'll catch you guys here in just a second." Then, for real though, it is on the bucket list. I'm naming my first child Rogan if I ever find a poor unfortunate woman that wants to procreate with me. So, if you're religious, pray for her too. Good Lord.
Yeah.
So that's have you guys funny. Got to play Cali though? I mean, other than him just going
no,
to
we haven't
Cali.
Been out there yet. We'll get out there eventually. We're kind of concentrated on the mountain states this year.
You're gonna continue your way west.
Yeah, we're gonna. You know, I think to really like, you know, really get established in a place, you kind of got to hit it a few times in succession, especially early on.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna hit all the mountain states pretty hard this year, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. I know it'll be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah, you're gonna make it fun.
Yeah.
So you guys got to play internationally yet? Anywhere in Europe or Mexico?
No, we hadn't done that yet. We've had the chance to like there's that festival, one of those Crapone festivals in France that we could have played, but it didn't work out. So I was just like, well, whatever, we'll play it in another one of these years, and we'll get out there eventually. I got a friend of mine, Tom Chacon, in Durango, Colorado, just did a really cool one, and I might do that with him.
Fucking
like an acoustic tour, that'd be fun.
I don't know. I've been international a few times. You know, I've been in a couple of different countries, but like I want to go for music. Just
yeah, that'd be fun.
Just once, because like that's what I do for fun. Is like, you know, my life. Like I go to shows, check out
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
shit like that. Be like, yeah, it's great to go somewhere and like hang on the beach and like get drunk and like see architecture and like tourist shit, but like I want to go to a fucking concert too.
Yeah,
like that just wraps up the fun aspect for me.
Yeah, dude, for real.
But right on. Well, we better get back out of here, get some other shit done. I know that you guys have got to get back to the hotel and unpack and get some human
probably
food in you.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea.
But if you guys got any sponsors or plugs or upcoming dates, albums, singles, plugs, anything
yeah,
you want
new,
to throw
new,
down here?
Yeah, we're going to release that new single a week from today. So it's called Nobody Knows. Video is going to be that following Wednesday.
Heck yeah.
So So anyway, and then I'm working on three more songs, and so we're gonna do a single every 2 months this year. So
cool. So y'all make sure to keep that out, man. Every 60 days, be a new Aaron Einhouse single.
That's right.
Rock and roll and ready to go.
Amen.
So well, right on, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you so much,
you bet, man. Thanks for having me on,
dude. Any fucking time. We'll definitely have to do a round two sometime.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
But of course, this isn't gonna go out today. So anybody listening, I was gonna say y'all make sure to come out to the street show. But if you missed it, you're fucked.
Yeah.
This has been too goddamn late. But this has been another episode of the Quaid Things podcast. Man, hug your mom, pet your dog, and don't be an asshole. We'll catch y'all next week.